a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If money affects your life in any way, Money Making Sense will talk about it. Be financially healthy, wealthy, and wise. Here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Welcome to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today, we're talking about back to school shopping. It's that time of year. Joining me today is Rena Hurst. She is the Chief Business Officer with Shipt. Welcome to the show, Rena.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
All right. Well, unfortunately, the summer is going by way too quick and school is coming up. The big question, I think, for a lot of us this year, with our wallets already pinched, how on earth am I supposed to have enough money left over to buy what I need for my kids?
That's true. First of all, what a great summer it's been, right? It's been fun to see people have been out traveling. I know my kids have been in camps all summer. It's been nice to kind of get back out into the world. But you're right, back to school, back to college is right around the corner. And I'm going to give you a couple tips today. My first tip is start shopping early. We're seeing 33% of consumers start their back to school, back to college shopping in the month of July. And I'm one of those. I'm the one among those 33% around the U.S. And there's a couple of reasons people are getting eager to get a jump start this year. One is retailers have great deals on products right now. Whether it's school supplies or those key essentials you need to go back to your dorm room. But, you know, if you're watching your budget and you're trying to be smart about how you spend those dollars, now's the time to buy. There's also great inventory available in all retailers across the country right now. So start the shopping, and no better way to take the stress out of the shopping trip, avoid sitting in those lines, navigating out of stocks and all of those things, than leaning on a same day delivery service like Shipt. We support 160 retailers across the U.S. We bring the store to your door in as soon as 1 hour.
Well, have you not heard of any supply issues in the school supply zone? Because everything else is like shortages, and because there's shortages, prices go up. How much am I going to have to pay for pens and paper? Well, kids don't use paper anymore, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, great question. In fact, school supplies, you know, we're seeing a lot of retailers really go big and lean in big into back to school, back to college. I think retailers were smart to know this is a key season. This is a key way to take care of customers. It's a big year to go back to school, back to college. So we've seen retailers really lean in and have great inventory supply as of now, as we're heading into those busy few weeks of back to school, back to college shopping.
What is the average that people are spending on their back to school supplies? And can you break it down maybe for if you are still have school age kids versus if I'm somebody going off to college?
It's a great question. You know, what our national data shows us is kids going back to school and parents are spending a couple hundred dollars, and that's beyond just the core school supplies, picking up backpacks, apparel, shoes, all the fresh items people need to go back to school, but also getting their homes ready, right? So all the lunchbox essentials, all those easy meals as you start to head into those busy days and busy nights ahead. So a couple hundred dollars as you head back to school, and that starts to creep up and sometimes go as much as two times as students are heading back to college.
I would think a lot of college kids are like, well, I want the mini fridge in my dorm for those snacks you were talking about. I need those late night snacks for studying.
Absolutely.
Does that include clothes? Because, you know, I have to have the most current fashions so that I am not picked on in school.
It does. It does. But, you know, when I think about back to school and fashion, one of the things that really popped for us this year was we looked at our data is backpacks. And, you know, I'm a mom of two, and buying the backpack is a very big moment for us as we go through back to school shopping. My kids have a lot of opinions about backpacks, and it's such a great, affordable, easy way to lean into the trends and fashion of this season. And in fact, 80% of parents we found are going to be buying a new backpack this year. And, you know, backpacks come in all shapes and sizes, and there's so much great inventory out there to choose from. So as you're thinking about fashion and apparel and how you kind of don't get picked on, I'd say start with the backpack. It's a key item for this holiday, for this back to school season.
Are there any items that we might not normally think about to put in those backpacks that you would recommend buying?
We did a survey of thousands of parents, teachers, and caregivers and kids heading back to college. And we really wanted to make sure we were very on point with the right trends and the right items for this holiday season. And the list that came back was not super surprising. Pencils and pens at the top of the list, glue sticks, Crayola crayons, five-star notebooks, all those kind of core items. Of course, the backpack that we've talked about are some of the big items that we know everyone's going to be picking up this year. But those heading back to college, so slightly different list there. So two interesting items that pop for college-age students heading back to campus. One is tablets. So we're seeing 9 out of 10 college students pick up a new tablet this year. And we're seeing 50% picking up a new mini fridge. And you mentioned the mini fridge earlier. You know, this is the quintessential item for dorm rooms and for college-age students. And as your parents, if you're picking up a mini fridge, I'm going to highly recommend that you also pick up a Shipt membership for your college-age student.
And how much is a Shipt membership?
Annual memberships are $99. You can also one time choose to get an order delivered for $10 or less. But today I'm super excited to offer anyone on your podcast a great promo code to try Shipt for the first time. So now through the end of August, we have a promo code that's GetShipt, GetShipt. That allows a new user to ship to get that first order delivered for free.
So, and that's through the end of August of 2022.
You've got it.
Okay. And again, in Shipt, you can get school supplies, food. What other items can we get from Shipt?
Yeah, great question. No, grocery is so core to what so many of our consumers order day in and day out on Shipt. They see us as that big stock up trip on Sundays and often those fill-in trips throughout the week. But over the past few years, we've expanded to become so much more beyond a grocery marketplace. So we offer great items at a great cost across personal care, pets, beauty, electronics, party supplies. We're even moving in, slowly starting to move into the apparel and home goods space as well. So we've got 160 retailers we support across 5,000 cities around the U.S. And again, we're striving to bring everything you care about and every item you shop for, bring that store to your door in as soon as an hour.
Okay, you're competing with Amazon.
A little bit. It's a different service, right? It's a personal shop. It's Amazon with a personal shopper. So think of it as an elevated way of having someone out there shopping for you. And the great thing about Shipt is if your Shipt shopper is out shopping for you, something's out of stock or they can't find the item you requested, you are back and forth texting and communicating with your shopper, making sure you're getting exactly what you want. Our shoppers are fantastic at saving the sale for the retailer and making sure customers are satisfied at the end of the day.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rena Hurst. You are the Chief Business Officer with Shipt. And anyone who is interested can go to Shipt.com. And again, we have a promo code for anyone. And the promo code is GetShipt. And you can get free shipping on your first shipment from Shipt.
You got it. Thank you for having me today.
Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's hkelly@ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense on the social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.